Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Jacqueline Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsors for the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Our sponsors include Dr. Jolanda Clark, President of Wellness Medicine, Dr. Vinton A. Naden, owner of OBGYN Women's Specialist of Georgia PC, Dr. Mark Walker, Medical Director, Surgical Health Collective, Dr. Craig B. Williams, a specialist in orthodontics, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, the President of Decatur Pediatric Group, and the Law Office of Donald P. Edwards. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. In this segment, I'm going to be speaking with Sparkplug, the founder of Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. My guest today is a native of Flemington, New Jersey, by way of Columbia, South Carolina. He is a distinguished graduate of Mercer University and a graduate of Duke University's Innovative Leadership Program. He's been called America's Ambassador for Women Business Owners, but his work for uplifting, spotlighting, and showcasing women business owners has been recognized as far away as Japan. So it comes as no surprise as to why he is known as the world's number one promoter of women business owners. He is the recipient of the Phoenix Award, the city of Atlanta's most prestigious award for community service. He has traveled extensively throughout the world to places such as London, Paris, Dubai, Amsterdam, Italy, France, Monte Carlo, Germany, Africa, Turkey, the Caribbean, West Indies, Israel, Mexico, Canada, South America, and more. He is an entrepreneur, author, celebrated speaker, certified women's empowerment coach, radio talk show host, former collegiate athlete, humanitarian, U.S. Navy veteran, women's rights supporter, exercise enthusiast, and a marketing trailblazer. We are so honored to have on the phone this morning a world visionary, the man in the arena, a man who has found his purpose in life, the publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, Sparkplug. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Wow. Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Ladies and gentlemen and all the listeners out there, the beautiful young lady who just read that fabulous introduction for me is my wife of almost 20 years, Jacqueline. She did a great job. I'm proud of you, babe.
Thanks. Okay, we're on the heels of what is your fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. What are your thoughts right now?
My thoughts right now are excitement, energy, and enthusiasm. I'm so excited and pumped up about our event tomorrow. We have so many fabulous things for the lucky people who are going to be in attendance. And right now, I believe we have like 10 or 12 seats available for the event before we are sold completely out. So I can't wait until tomorrow gets here.
Wow, sounds exciting. Now, over the past two decades, I had to repeat that, I've watched you diligently work, starting out with absolutely no knowledge of the publishing business, just merely running on fumes of passion. What drives you to keep going?
What drives me to keep going is being a spark to others, being a spark of hope for others. I believe emphatically that if somebody meets me or you or any member of the People You Need to Know magazine team, we can change their business life for the better. People tell me every day or every other day about how we've helped their business. If you remember, Dr. Jolanda Clark with Wellness Medicine was on the radio show just 2 days ago, or was it yesterday? And she said, Sparkplug, no, it was 2 days ago. She said, Sparkplug, you have truly been a spark to my business. So the fact that we're leaving a legacy every day, and we can leave a legacy every day, that drives me to make a difference.
Spark Plug, what can people expect when they attend the 4th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit?
It really comes down to one word, even though I can use more. One word is inspiration. Just seeing the 16 ladies up there on the stage is going to be inspirational. When you walk into the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead, it's going to be inspirational. When you get your picture taken on the red carpet, it's going to be inspirational. When you walk into the auditorium, when you walk into the business expo where we have about 50 vendors that are going to be there hoping that you would do business with them, it's going to be inspirational. When you see our fashion designer from New York in our hair show, in the entertainment, it's going to be inspirational. But it's going to give women an opportunity to connect so they can rise up and succeed even more in their business. So it's so many great things. We have speakers like Sonya Booker, Kiana Williams, Sabrina Laurie, Noni Walker, Kadrina Warren, Stormy Wellington, Nicole Jackson, Audrey Dixon, and more, Aisha Tatum. So many of these ladies are going to be coming in to pour out their hearts in five-minute powerful vignettes with one goal in mind, and that is to help the ladies in the audience become even more successful. I told them, I don't care about your book sales. I don't care about, you know, I don't care about what you believe. Only thing I want you to believe when you're on that stage is that you can help those ladies in the audience succeed. So it's going to be a great day.
Wow, I feel like I'm already there. Sparkplug, do you plan to take this event to other cities?
Well, we got an email, I believe, the other day, may have been yesterday, from a lady in Charlotte. And we do get calls from Charlotte and people from Charlotte coming in, seems like every year, for the event here in Atlanta. So if we take it to another city first, I think it would be, or after Atlanta, I think it would be Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. I may have asked this question in a different way, but what would you like for the people to gain from attending this year's summit?
It's so many different things that they can gain. We have Dr. Pulling, who's the director of the National Women Business Directory. We have Sheila Agnew with Over 40 Females. We have Leona Barr Davenport, who's one of our speakers. She's also the president and the CEO of the Atlanta Business League. We have so many different organizations that people could, they can meet these people. They could they can connect with these people so they can rise up in their business. So making those connections, I want them to gain more connections. You could, I think people could at least meet 20 to 25 people at that event, even though it's going to be more. You're not going to meet everybody. But if they can meet 20 to 25 people at that event, I think it can help their business succeed.
Share with the audience some of the topics that the inspirational speakers will be talking on.
What a great question. Sonya Booker is going to be talking about wealth building. Rhonda Wilkins, who's the producer, executive producer of the Legendary Awards that's held every year at the Fox Theater, she's going to be talking about thinking bigger. Aisha Tatum is going to be talking about purpose and fear. Dr. Tequila Hill is going to talk about work-life balance. Nicole Jackson is going to be talking about positive relationships. Noni Walker is going to be speaking on health. Beyond belief, and we called in Dr. Stormy Wellington Jones now. She's going to be talking about the millionaire mindset. And we even have a young lady by the name of Sabrina Laurie, who's the owner of Legacy Realty and Management. She's also a Google University graduate. We called her in to speak about Google and technology. And Leona Barr Davenport, who I mentioned earlier, who's the president of the Atlanta Business League, she's going to be talking about woman power. So it's really going to be a great, great day. And any woman who's in the audience who's lucky enough to be there is going to understand that this particular Saturday is a Saturday that could literally change your life.
Tell us about your mistress of ceremonies.
The mistress of ceremonies is Miss Paula Westfield at hirepaulatoday.com. Paula is a voice talent that's been in Atlanta for more than 20 years. She has a lot of personality. She has a lot of passion, and she believes in what our mission is here at People You Need to Know magazine, and that is to help women succeed by enhancing and improving their image. So she's going to be introduced. She's going to join me, being my co-MC, in introducing the ladies, and she's going to be hosting the hair show for Work and Share Wonders Hair Showcase.
Now, we've been to hundreds of events, and people really, really love the red carpet. What time will the red carpet event start?
Now, the red carpet is going to start promptly at 7 o'clock, maybe even 6:55, but it's slated to start right at 7. And so we're going to try to get as many people on the red carpet as possible. And as you know, we have our red carpet reporter coming out also. So one part of the red carpet, you'll be interviewing a lot of the speakers, our sponsors, the fashion designer, the hair show coordinator, Ms. Tracy Duker, and she's going to be interviewing Paula as well. And on the other side, we want to have photographers taking pictures, photo ops of all of our guests. So, and the beautiful thing about this, all the red carpet photo ops are free of charge, just like the complimentary continental breakfast as well.
There's a lot going on. Now, Spark Club, Hillary, I'm sorry?
I said a lot going on. You're right.
Now, Hillary Rodham Clinton has said that helping women succeed is the great unfinished business of the 21st century. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree with Hillary Rodham Clinton 100%, and that's why we're trying to do everything here at People You Need to Know and the People You Need to Know magazine team in helping women succeed in Atlanta and beyond. The billionaire investor Warren Buffett, we agree with him. Oh, I agree with him personally when he says more men need to help women succeed in business. And that's what Saturday, April 12th at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead is all about, our fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. You know something? I love the name of this event because it's straightforward and right to the point, and you don't have to be a genius to figure it out. If you come here, you're going to get some help succeeding in your business.
You've been helping women business owners enhance their image in the marketplace for over two decades. What have you learned that could help them really move to the top?
Well, the number one thing I've learned is that you have to believe, no matter what. No matter the circumstances, no matter what you're going through, you have to believe when others doubt. That's what leadership is all about. The leaders have to believe when others doubt. And a lot of these women who are in business for themselves, they are the leader. Even if they're just leading themselves or their organizations, they are the leaders. And one thing I like to encourage anyone, women or men, you have to believe even in your bleakest moments. Hold on to your belief. That's what I've learned over the years.
Wow. What do you love the most about what you do?
I love the fact that I know without a doubt that we can take any woman, regardless of her status, if she just started out a month ago or a day ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, even if she's a millionaire, we can take that woman and enhance her image and make her look better business-wise than she's ever looked in her life. We can take that woman and promote her image and help improve it and enhance it and have people thinking that she's really a super, superstar. That's what I love the most about our business. I know that if I tell any woman who signs up with us, if we don't enhance and improve your image, I'll give you your money back. And I've never had a woman that come up to me and say, hey, Spark, look, you didn't enhance or improve my image. So I know that unequivocally that we can make a difference in their lives. As I tell them, all the time, if you keep the money that we're trying to get you to invest in People You Need to Know so you can invest in yourself and in your business, if you keep that money and don't give it over to us, you know exactly what you save. You know exactly what you get. But if you give it to us and invest it in your business, you never know what you might get because you never know who might see you in our magazine, who might hear you if you happen to be speaking at one of our events. who might hear you on the radio, who might see you on our website, who might see you on any of our social media pages. As you know, we're on everything from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn to Pinterest. We're all over the internet. So I know that, and I get joy out of knowing that we can deliver on all of our promises and more.
Sparkplug, how would you like to be remembered?
Great question. I'd like to be remembered as my little friend, the late, great Dr. Denmark, who died a couple of years ago at 114 years old. I'd like to be remembered as she remembered me, as the man who tries to help people. But on my tombstone, you can put it, "Here at Live Spark Plug. He may not have set the world on fire, but he sure as hell left a spark." That's how I'd like to be remembered.
As we close this interview, are there any other words you'd like to leave with the listening audience, Sparkplug?
Well, sure, and thank you for that opportunity. I'd like to say to the listening audience out here, if you're trying to figure out how you can take your business to another level, if you're trying to figure out how can I make more business connections, if you're trying to figure out how can you put yourself in a position to succeed with other positive-minded people, I encourage you to go to www.womenriseup.eventb, that's BEE.com, and buy your ticket to the 4th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. I guarantee you it'll be a day that could change your life, and I guarantee you you're going to meet some positive people right here in Atlanta that's trying to do some big things just like you. And guess what? I'm sure you're going to get some help on your journey. That's what I like to leave the people with.
Sparkplug, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me in a variety of ways. They can go to Facebook.com/Sparkplug or Facebook.com/PYNTK. They can email me at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. They can call me at the office at 770-460-5995, or they can connect with me tomorrow at the 4th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. It's going to be held on Saturday, April 12th at the Intercontinental Hotel, with the red carpet starting at 7 o'clock and the program starting around 8:20.
Wow. Well, Sparkplug, thank you for sharing some of your most valuable time with us this morning.
Well, Jackie, thank you, babe, for being my wife and caring enough about me to interview me today and sharing this message with the world, trying to encourage these ladies to connect and rise up for all of our business.
All right. You've heard it from Sparkplug. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you. Please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. So until next time, this is Jacqueline Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, and we look forward to seeing you at the 4th Annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio.